Wasn't sure that was my cue or not. Okay, we've got a video we're going to watch. This is Tim Sheets, The New Era. And there's actually three parts to it. This is the middle part, part two. And he's talking about the new era, what's coming, and some of the things that we need to be doing. And so the video's a little over half an hour long. So after that, we can spend a little time in discussion, but kind of take notes as to at least mental notes or, you know, written notes, whatever. But what are some of our responsibilities going to be in this new era? You know, what do we need to do? So that's kind of one of the things I want to talk about as we get done. So we'll let Diane run this. It's a lot in there. So I guess I'm looking for some of the things that you saw that you picked up that we need to do. You know, what's our part in this? Services, that's a big thing you talked about, was service. Yes.
To do whatever it is that he has called us to do forever, whether it looks big or it looks little or important or insignificant. Do it.
It's interesting. I never thought much about what Joshua did, you know, but he was Moses' servant for probably 40 years. And I never really gave much thought to that, and what that would entail. But I think, you know, she's got some good points. Ricky? Time doesn't mean anything, but timing is everything.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, yeah. When he says do it,
right,
we do it.
Well, we look at Jesus' vision and motivation. Why not 30?
Yeah.
30 after we do.
That's a good point.
So you take a step out ahead by faith, even whether you know whether you're going or not, and you walk forward in faith.
As we walk forward in faith, God reveals the next step. Yeah. Yeah. And that's easy to forget because, you know, we don't want to go forward because we can't see where we're going. We do have to, yeah. Yes, we walk in faith. Yeah.
There'll always be a step. If there's no light, don't get.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. When you know that that's the way you're supposed to go, do it. Yeah. The peace, yes.
You know, we're living history.
Yes, this is history. Yeah. Yeah.
We are in history. History is being made now. We are Acts 20.
You want to preach, Ricky? That's right. You know.
You said we didn't. I never asked the Lord for a visitation. I never do. You know why? I'm always going to. But I want him back.
Not just a visitation, but a habitation. Yeah. Yes, yes, we do. And I think of how many times I've read, that's Luke 19:44 is what it is, where he talks about the Jews that were, you know, they missed the moment. They missed the signs that were there. And yes, you're right. They're still missing it. Yeah. And how many times do we miss things because we're not paying attention? You know? Yeah. Correct. You've got to shroud it within love when you speak, you know, you speak the truth to people. Right. Yeah. At one of Tim Sheets' conferences, it's been a year or so ago, we were watching some of the video from it, and one of the things that was spoken, I mean, they were very strongly condemning abortion and that it's got to end. But as a part of that, somebody commented that we've got to remember that there are many, many people who have, they've either had an abortion, they've been close to somebody who has had one, they may have paid for somebody to have one, encouraged somebody, you know, parents, grandparents, people that have reached out. And part of that love is ministering to those people that once they realize how wrong it is and was, that there's got to be healing there. And, you know, that's part of that ministry also. You know, it's the hurt goes beyond just the person who had the abortion. You know, there were others, always others involved. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a delicate situation.
It is delicate. Yeah. 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 Maybe just a little off the subject, but not totally, because, you know, it's one of those places where we need to take a stand. Yeah.
But in love.
In love.
Right.
Yeah.
But she says
yeah. James 3:16-18. Somebody want to read that one for me? He read it, but.
For where envy and self-seeking exist, every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruit. Without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in the peace by those who manage.
You know, there's, you know, where there's that confusion, envy and self-seeking, it causes confusion. And, you know, as we've been talking here, we've got to speak more. We've got to remember the love and fill with, you know, pour out the love on people. You know, and pray. I mean, we see that envy and self-seeking all around us. That's really what's taught in the world. You know, if I don't do it, nobody else will. You know, if I don't take care of myself, nobody else will. It's me, me, me. You know, serving, reaching out and serving. And, you know, there's ways that we can reach out to friends, neighbors, people in the community, that ways to serve. Probably some ways that we as a church could be reaching out and serving more than what we are. Some things we're missing. I think we should be looking for that. Some ways that we can help serve more in the community. It's interesting that in first part of Joshua there, 1-9, that God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous. Tells him that 3 times. You know, and God tells him he'll be with him. I believe it was twice. But be strong and courageous. And once again, you know, I've read it many times, but never really thought about why did God tell him that? He was probably feeling pretty puny at that point. You know, am I able? Am I able to do this? But because God is with him, and the same for us, because God is with us, we can be strong and courageous and do what he's telling us to do. I don't remember whether he mentioned Psalm 24, 1-7. Hey, it's on the screen. I could read it, couldn't I? While you guys are looking it up. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek his face. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. So as we seek him, and with pure hearts, and you know, in Joshua 1-9, God told him to study the word and don't let it depart from you. Don't turn to the right or to the left. Another psalm is Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3. But his delight is in the Lord, and he meditates, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the water, by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. You know, meditating on the word of the Lord and meditating on the Lord and what he's doing. You know, that's
when you're meditating on that, causing you problems or difficulties. Meditate on
this. The word that I always forget where it is, but it talks about think on things that are pure and holy, lovely, pure and kind. Where is it? Philippians 4:4-8. Yeah. And when we think on those things, then the ugly stuff goes away. It's pushed aside because we're thinking on the Lord. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's a good point. That, you know, he reached out, he saw a need, stepped in, and took care of it. Yeah, and was asked to do more. Correct. But we are to be in the world, but not of the world. You know, that's true. So, Ruth Ann, you. Joshua, yeah. As for me and my house, I will follow the Lord. Yeah. Yes, that it is. Correct. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned do with your whole heart instead of half-hearted. When you do something with all your heart, it's really good. You sing with all your heart, it's really good. Whatever you do with all your heart is good. Kenneth Hagin said it's what you're getting excited about that works good.
That's true.
If you
get excited about it, then it will work for you. Yes, the word, yes. Yeah. Tim talked about the new times that require us to have a new passion, a new hunger, a new desire, a new commitment, and a new dedication. You know, if we put those things to work, we move forward and we stay with the Lord. Yeah. Is that your hand up back there? Dan, he's just waving. All right. It was good stuff, I think. Very good stuff. Very good stuff. Lord Jesus, I just give you the praise and the glory and thank you, Lord, for what you have brought to us tonight, Lord. The things you've brought, the commitment that you've brought, the testimonies that you are bringing, things that will come out, Lord, as we step out and do what you have asked us to do, as we reach out to not miss the moment, and as we step out with strength and courage, Lord, to do what you've asked us to do. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.